Let's now talk about the value proposition, which is actually the reason why customers prefer a particular company to their competitors. Can you give any examples of what a value proposition could be?
Sure. I'll give some examples, but keep in mind, there are many more cases, especially since each company has to try and create its own unique value proposition. So, for some companies, their value proposition is newness. They offer their customers something that no one has ever offered. Others focus on performance. For instance, computer companies try to bring more and more powerful computers to the market. Customization is another example. Certain companies create products and services to satisfy the specific needs of their customers. What else? Convenience. We want to get things that make our life easier and more comfortable. Or just the brand itself. Some people buy certain goods just because they value the brand and want to have it.
What kind of customer relationships can a company establish?
It can be personal assistance, when a customer communicates with a real person, or self-service, with no direct contact. It can also be co-creation. For example, on YouTube, there are users who create content for other users.
Should companies always segment their customers?
Well, if a company doesn't target any specific group of customers, it just has a mass market business model. On the contrary, if it serves a very specific segment, that's a niche market business model. But if the company has customers with different needs, it has to segment them, and that'll be a segmented business model.
What are the channels through which companies can reach their customers?
Companies can reach their customers through their own channels, such as their own websites or stores, partner channels, like a partner's website or a retail store, or it can be a mix of both.